Castellanos for DrawnBySuccess.com with my buddy
Bob Ostrom. Thanks for joining us today.
Carlos, how you doing, Bob?
How are you today?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, hey, listen, it looks like you got a letter here.
I got an email.
You got an email?
You know what? It almost sounds like we're on Blue's Clues.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Yeah,
we just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
So yeah, you got a letter.
Got a letter from someone who just recently subscribed to Drawn by Success, but also had a question. She's in the she wants to get into the fashion illustration business.
Yeah.
And she was asking for some advice, and I, of course, have no experience in fashion, but you, sir, on the other hand, are a very fashion savvy kind of guy.
I was going to say, Carlos,
I was thinking maybe you can help.
You're selling yourself short. You are quite a fashionable fellow. I feel like this would be a good point that maybe we should read the email. What do you think?
Let's go for it. Let's not mention her by name because maybe she doesn't want that, and you know.
Okay. All right, fine. So it starts out, Carlos, thank you for providing such great information. I was really interested by all you've put into the site and by the interview with Mark Simon. My question is this. I am planning a transition from full-time job as a trainer developer, and then parentheses it says, really during the day I am a glorified graphic designer, to a career where I devote all my time to illustration and design. I was trained as a fashion illustrator. Yikes. That's in parentheses, by the way. I didn't add that. I'm not ad-libbing here.
Not that you have anything against fashion illustration.
No, she wrote that. She wrote yikes. When it was still done without the aid of computers. I do all my illustration digitally now, self-taught, and enjoy the medium I do and enjoy the medium. You know what, Carlos? Maybe you should read this thing.
Well, you've already read it.
And she enjoys the medium. I do some freelance work, but not near enough to parlay benefits nor hinder my family's resources. So my question, finally, how do I cultivate work as a fashion illustrator? Are there other venues that I'm missing that encompass fashion? Do you have any advice for a woman looking to reignite a freelance career? Thanks in advance for your time. Again, your site is great. I like Bob Ostrom the best. He's the coolest guy in the world.
Now, wait a minute. It doesn't say that.
Oh. Okay, maybe it doesn't. It just says, thanks again. Your site is great. I hope to be a frequent visitor. I'd welcome any feedback that you have regarding my site. And by that, she refers to our website. Right. So we went over and we looked at the site, and we had a few pointers that we think might help her out. Again, we are not fashion illustrators, and we don't claim to know much about the fashion world. So we'll give her the advice that we can give, knowing what we do know about marketing and that kind of thing. And then we welcome input from anybody out there who is in the fashion industry and can add a little bit more to this. So, Carlos, what was your take on this whole thing? What did you think?
Well, you know, she's got really nice work. We were checking out her site. The one thing that comes to mind is that, like many illustrators, she's all over the place. I mean, she's got fashion illustrations. She's got other types of illustrations. She's got a lot of editorial-style illustrations. She's got website design, lamp designs. I mean, she's got a lot of stuff going on there. And I understand that maybe right now the site is kind of a catch-all for everything that she does and everything that she has experience in. But if she wants to focus on the fashion illustration, she needs to focus her portfolio on fashion. You know, and if she likes... you know, she's got some nice fashion-styled illustration pieces there that can apply to, you know, regular fashion illustration or editorial work with a fashion, you know, kind of slant to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, her graphic design stuff, her website design stuff, is stuff that's unfashion-related. You know, it's other industries.
Sure.
I mean, if she wants to kind of focus on the fashion and do her design work as well as the fashion illustrations, maybe incorporate web design or some kind of graphic design that's kind of caters to that fashion market.
Okay, so in other words, show what you want to do, not reflect what you're actually doing. So if you want to get into the fashion industry, then you need to show fashion stuff. And the other stuff is great. Don't get us wrong. I mean, it is really nice work. But if you want to if you want to get fashion work, I think it's confusing for somebody who's in the fashion industry to come to your website and see, you know, a design maybe that shows a fire truck or something like that. So be careful about what you show and try to target your audience a little bit. Also, we were talking about, because we don't know a lot about this industry, we thought, it would be a good idea to find an expert in the industry who is doing something that you want to do or something similar to it, and talk to them a little bit about it, learn a little bit more about what kind of things might be available to you. And I'm a big fan of trying to find a mentor if you can. I mean, that's always a good way to get into learning a little bit more about it.
You know, and another point I want to make real quick, it seems counterintuitive a lot of times to kind of create a portfolio where you're kind of focusing in on one area because you feel you're going to lose work, you know, lose out work in other areas. But the truth is that if someone's hiring, like in this particular situation, someone who's for some kind of fashion illustration or fashion work, you want someone who's fully immersed in the fashion arena. So if you've got other stuff on there showing, you know, depicting, you know, portraits of presidents or something, it's just the link is broken. They're going to end up choosing someone with a strong fashion sense, and that comes across on their site and their portfolio. So while it may seem, you know, counterintuitive to do that, it's actually going to bring you more work for those things that you're showing in your portfolio.
You know, that's a really great point, Carlos. So let's say that we went to, you know, one of the top fashion illustrators in the industry. Do you think that they would have anything other than just fashion illustration in their portfolio?
Maybe still life of apples. No, yeah, you're right. I mean, you make an excellent point. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, don't fall into that trap. Focus on what you want to, the kind of work that you want to attract. Put that out there, and people will find you for that. Providing you're putting yourself out there and marketing it.
Right. And that's not to say, you know, give up your day job kind of thing. I mean, you know, you can continue to do what you do and ease your way into this industry. But I find that, you know, that whole thing about just jumping in with both feet can be pretty risky, especially if you're, you know, if you got a family or whatever. So, you know, if you have to take your time about it, but just, you know, start making strides in that direction and learn as much as you can about what you want to do. And have that reflected in your portfolio. If you have to have two separate portfolios, I don't think that's a big deal. You know, you can steer people to one or the other.
Do your research. I mean, you know, when you're focused in on a particular market, it's going to actually make it easier for you to do your marketing, because now you're not having to send mailers out to like a bunch of unrelated, you know, trying to get work from everywhere. And you're going to really focus in on the market that you really want to get work from, and it's going to allow you to follow up. You know, for better follow up on your postcards or your mailers that you sent out, on the calls that you make, because now you're not dealing with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of prospects. You're dealing with, you know, a smaller, more manageable handful of prospects that you're going to be able to make a better connection with.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. So, again, let's open this one up to the listeners. If there's anybody out there who's doing fashion or knows a little bit about that fashion industry, chime in. We'd love to hear what you have to say. If you're not in the fashion industry, but you have some good advice, maybe some things that we missed, again, you know, feel free to volunteer your information. It's all about, you know, us helping everybody and you guys helping yourself. So,
one last PS on this. You know, I've spoken to a couple of people where I suggest that maybe they should focus in on one area. Mm-hmm. And they're always like, well, what if this kind of a job comes in? Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to say no to it if you don't have to. You know, it doesn't mean that you can't do other work. It just means that the focus of your portfolio is going to be in a certain area. If someone comes to you and says, hey, look, we have this project to do, and it's maybe unrelated to what your portfolio is, but somewhere that you can help them out. There's no one, you know, no one is saying you can't do that work. You know, once you have prospects, clients come in for your specialty, then you can open up the door and say, look, by the way, we also do this, if you see that it's something that is appropriate for them and it's a need that they need fulfilled. So it's not to say that just because you focus on this, you can't do anything else. But the focus of your portfolio needs to be well-honed.
Yeah, well, I mean, it needs to reflect where you want to go, absolutely, not necessarily where you've been. That's a good quote. I'm going to write that down.
that's excellent. Go ahead and tweet that.
Thanks, man.
I think it's 140 characters or less.
Yeah, there you go. So, okay, so that's it for this episode of Q&A Wednesday. If you guys have a question or you want us to talk about something, feel free to write in and suggest it in the comment space. We'll take a look at them. And if you have an email question or whatever, go ahead and send those in too.
And send suggestions for this individual if you have anything to say or anything to help her out in this question that she provided. Because, I mean, that's what this community is all about, is supplying questions and, you know, Lord knows Bob and I don't have all the answers. So
we're all in this together, Carlos.
Yes, we are.
Yay, right. Thanks for joining us on Drawn by Success. This is Bob Ostrom.
And Carlos Castellanos.
Catch you next time.
Okay.